Here's a super cool productivity tool that I only recently started using, but it's a game changer when you really want to understand and know at the end of the day, what did I really get done and how productive was I?
Welcome to the HPLS podcast. Live, relevant, and high performance information, conversations, and education weekly.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sales Chatter, and I'm on this productivity kick, I guess you could probably tell. And with it comes something that I never actually thought I would do, because for those of you that have watched or been through any of my sales training or been around for any time when it comes to myself and talking about what I do on a daily basis to stay productive, my calendar is like the gold mine for me. It is the central location, the central place where everything happens. And over the last little bit in doing a lot of reading and really diving into the world of productivity, I've found something that a suggestion originally that I was like, not a chance. This is never going to work. And I tried it and I am blown away. And what it is it's reverse thinking in calendars. So if you're like me and how I was, I would come in the office in the morning, and even up until about 2 weeks ago, I would come in, I would sit down. I always start with my journal. Then I move into my calendar. And before I do my calendar, I don't even check emails. I walk through my calendar. I walk through a one page about what I really want to accomplish today and so on and so forth. But when I'm done, I fire up my computer. And the first thing I do is go to my calendar and I plug in all of my meetings. And then what I would do is I would sit and I would go after and before my meetings, I would put blocks of time for things to accomplish. And here's the one thing that I found when I did that, and the one thing that I was struggling with for the past couple of decades to accomplish, is I'm always putting down more that I want to accomplish, and maybe you're the same, but I'm underestimating the time to get it done. So for example, I look in my CRM and I see that I've got, 127 follow-ups today, or 50 follow-ups, or I needed to do 10 videos or 30 videos or 50 videos, or send emails or make 20 phone calls. And I would block like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I'd say, okay, this is what I'm doing in this time period. And when I got to the end of that and my reminders would pop up and say, hey, this is your next task coming up, I'd be like, man, I'm not through them yet. And it started to create this unknown anxiety in me, I guess, for lack of a better term. At the end of the day, I'd sit there and I'd write things down. And Christine would say to me, my wife would say to me, how was your day? Was it productive? And I'm like, yeah, but it could have been more productive. And I feel like I was missing something, or I feel like I needed more time in a day. And maybe you felt like that. Maybe this is something that you're feeling every day. If you are, this strategy, I think, is going to be a game changer for you. So for the last 2 weeks, I've been secretly not setting up my calendar in the morning the way I used to. And what I mean by that is I would all go in and plug in my meetings, because those are immovable, right? So we've talked about, really focusing on your five key drivers, and those five key drivers, whatever they prospecting, follow-ups, so on and so forth, those are not movable in my calendar. Now, meetings that I've agreed or registered for, or webinars or demos or whatever it is, that are still relevant to my overall goals, I stay in my calendar. Right. So, for example, today I've got training at 2 o'clock to 2:30. That's immovable for me. I do it twice a week. And that's for me, for my own personal sales, for my own personal growth. That's important. My reading in the morning is immovable. My WALK is, because I got certain people around me that if I, or certain puppies around me that if I say something, it's going to be a whole other nightmare. And you guys all know that. These things are immovable, right? On Sundays, I look at my agenda, and every day I look at today and tomorrow, and I say what meetings are no longer relevant, or what times where I need to be places are no longer relevant. So those are not movable. But what I'm talking about is those blocks in between. And here's the strategy. Do the work, then fill in the block, right? And I know I'm sitting there and I had the same thought. I'm like, what? But if empty space is on my calendar, some BS is going to fill it. No. Understand what your five key drivers are. Right. So I'm using another tool, which I'm going to bring up in probably about 2 weeks after I've really dug into it to help you with this. But in essence, you know, take a piece of paper and just write down my five big moves today and list them out. Right. So prospecting, for example. So go in and do all your prospecting. When you're done your prospecting, put that block in the calendar for things you've done. What this does is it allows me to focus on the number one priority until it's accomplished. And what I was finding is my number one priority, say it was like sales and follow-ups, right? So new sales and all my follow-ups, because I believe follow-ups are one of the most important pieces of sales ever. I was finding that I would block a time. So I'd block like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And I'd get to the end of it and I wasn't finished. But then I would have something like write a blog post or do this training. And if I can move that training, and what I mean by that is like an online training where like I'm a member to a lot of different courses. So I do a lot of different things when it comes to human psychology, to sales training, to speaking, to voice inflection and when to use it and how to use it. And, you know, all these types of things. So these things were able to be moved around. And it's amazing at what it does for your overall productivity, but mainly for your mindset. Like at the end of the day, one of the things that my agenda asks me is, I would know that today was a great success if at the end of the day, I did or felt these things. And that's really what drove this new process. And when I heard and read about this new idea of, instead of saying, this is everything I want to do today, you say, this is what I did today. And here's another thing that I think will be really, really important for you. Let's say that in the morning you set it up, right? You're a sales rep, you're coming into the office and you're saying, you know what? Sales is my number one. Sales and follow-ups is my number one thing today. And then at the end of the day, when you look at your block time, if you block it before, you'll have sales and follow-ups. And that's kind of still sitting there, unless you use a big red marker and X it out. But I think that also subconsciously gives us the idea that we're a failure. Whereas at the end of the day, if you look at your high performance list, the five things you really wanted to get done today, like we're talking three major and two secondary things that you really wanted to get done today. Those three major things, those three major accomplishments are the big needle movers. The two secondary things are the secondary needle movers, right? And if we look at that, and at the end of the day, we say, this is what I started out. This was my intention at the beginning of the day. And this is my actions. This process really divides those intention and actions into two very distinct categories. And what I've seen over the last 2 weeks, so again, I'm only 10 days into this because I don't typically do this on weekends. I have a to-do list in another app that I use that is, you know, I kind of move things into the today's to-dos that I'm actively working on over the weekend, whether it's the grass, whether it's cleaning up the yard with the POP that's out there, all these kind of things. So, you know, courses, training, new this, new that, because I'm constantly working. But what I've noticed is one big thing is that at the end of the day, within 2 days of using this, I went, whoa. I'm not on target. And that did not give me a sense of failure. It was an aha moment that, okay, I'm onto something here because I'm recognizing it, right? Because I think what happens for us when we just take this verbatim, right? Our calendar, our agenda, our daily to-dos verbatim. I think what happens is we lose track of how much we get caught up in other BS. And by, you know, really analyzing, by taking, you know, 20 minutes at the end of the day and saying, okay, I've done this, or even as you complete the task, which I started doing now. So for the first couple of days, I kind of sat there at the end of the day and I went, okay, what did I do today? And I kind of had things jotted down on a piece of paper. You know, I just keep a kind of like a stapled piece of paper of old scrap papers and things that you know, when an extra thing gets printed on the printer, I kind of flip it over and use it as scrap paper. And I wasn't as objective as I should have been. So what I started doing is I started writing it down right after I accomplished the task. And what you see is how much things get, how much your time gets chewed up during the day with stuff that isn't really relevant to moving the needle. So, for example, what I do, and again, this is, it's going to take dedication on your part, right, to get this happen. But for example, you're in the middle of something, your phone rings, you pick up the phone. All of a sudden, you're on a 15-minute phone call that you didn't expect to happen while you were in the middle of sales. So what you do is kind of like a lawyer. As soon as you hang up the phone, you in your day timer, you block that time out. Phone call this person. This is what we talked about. Okay. And so before that, you then write your block. So let's say, for example, it's 8:30 to 9, you're selling, or 8:30 to 9:15, you're selling. So you're sending emails, you're doing your cold calls, you're doing your follow-ups, right? And then all of a sudden you get a phone call at 9:15, and 9:15 to 9:30 you're on this call, or 9:15 to 9:25. This is how detailed I want you to get, because it, trust me, at the end of the day you're going to be like, holy crap. 9:25, you're on this phone call with a customer, for example, that's had a problem. Then 9:25 to 9:35, you're talking to your ops team about that problem so they can figure out the solution, right? You mark that down. Then you go back to sales, for example, and then you do that in sales. And then, so say your sales are from 9:45 to 10:30, right? And then what you typically do from that point is you lead generation. So you go in and you find more leads, or you go researching, or you do whatever. Then that you do that till noon. So now what you've done is originally in your calendar, you kind of had from 8:30 till noon blocked out for sales. But what you actually realize is in between there, you've had these two disruptions, I'm going to call them, because it's taking you out of what you were set to do. And I think what happens when we get set to do something and these things interfere, it causes this disconnect in our minds where we have to then reset the intention, and it takes us a little while to get into it, right? So then what happens is you've now just mapped out your morning where you're like, okay, I did 2 hours of sales instead of 3 hours because I had this disruption. So what it does is at the end of the day, I found this. When I look at it and I say, wow, I spent 5 minutes emailing back and forth with a prospect here. Then I spent an extra 10 minutes doing this, then an extra 20 minutes doing this. So I actually spent had 45 less minutes of sales today than I originally had set out to do. Now, this isn't a bad thing because you're taking care of business, right? You're making sure your customers are all satisfied. But what it does is it gives you a firm idea of where your time is spent. Then at the end of the week, what I've done, the first thing on a Saturday morning, I wake up, I grab my coffee, I grab my agenda, and I go through the last 5 days. And I start filtering things out. And we are on, like, I use G Suite for a lot of stuff. And the beautiful thing about a G Suite calendar is you can actually create different colors for different tasks. And so what I've done over the last 2 weeks is I started creating a ton of colors, and I'm adding those in as my day goes on. And at the end of the day, I take 10 minutes and I go, okay, now I fill out my online calendar. And at the end of the week now, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a massive pattern of how things are getting done. And to me, recognizing that pattern, like you guys have heard me say it before, right? The best saying on earth is the G.I. Joe saying, knowing is half the battle. Knowing where your time is spent is half the battle on increasing your productivity. It really is. You can get any app, you can get any tool, you can get any of this stuff. And in the end, it's all bullshit unless you understand how your time is spent and what is really truly valuable in your day. And so using this strategy has been a game changer for me. And I really, really hope you adopt it. So again, instead of filling out your calendar, you sit down every day and you say, these are the meetings that I cannot move, things I cannot move. So whether it be lunchtime reading, doing that, rejuvenation period, maybe it's your need is 5 minutes in between tasks to really reassess and reevaluate, and then reaffirm what the intention of the next task. Maybe it's something you do to transition your energy. Maybe, you want to go out for a 45-minute walk at, oh, I just said it, a 45-minute WALK at lunch, just to clear your mind. Those things are immovable. right? Working out in the morning, not movable. Maybe working out in the evening, not movable. But when we don't assign the rest of our day, we only assign the idea of these are the 3 to 5, I know, brutal, I can't even count this morning, 3 to 5 things I want to accomplish in a day. And then at the end of the day, we say, here's the 3 to 5 things, here's what I really did. And I'm going to tell you, I think you are going to be so surprised at what you set out to accomplish and what actually gets done. But here's the beautiful thing. Now you're aware of it. Now you have the opportunity to change it and make the choice to go out and make that transition and change and watch your productivity soar. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be bringing you more productivity tips that I'm really finding out are super cool in our industry. And I hope this serves you. So again, I'll reiterate because I know I'm kind of talking fast, but I want to get, I'm so excited to get this out to you guys because it's just been a game changer for me. Like I really see what is driving my day, what is driving my productivity. And if I see things like at the end of the week, you know, 3-4 hours a day of uninterrupted sales, an hour a day of education and improving myself, and really hitting those 5 points that I know are going to move the needle in my business, to me, at the end of the week, it is so fulfilling. Now, I don't know what your needle movers are. Hopefully they're similar, and hopefully prospecting and sales and follow-ups is like 1, 2, and 3 on your needle movers every week. You know, customer relations, building customer relations is 4. And then, you know, driving new relationships and really expanding every customer into a 5-star service is kind of 5 in logistics sales. You know, there's your team in there and everything as well, but that's kind of that customer relations part. You know, at the end of the week, you can sit back and you go, man, you know what? All in all, I originally thought this week wasn't really productive, but then you look at the stats and it's a whole other story. And it's a story that I think will really resonate with you and a story that I really think will help you achieve huge results. Until next time, my friends, go out there, make every call educational and crush your sales and try this calendar technique. I know it will serve you. Take care.